పావనిభ్యో వైష్ణవేభ్యో నమో నమః. హరిర్నామ హరిర్నామ హరిర్నామైవ కేవలం కలౌ నాస్తేవ 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 గతిరన్యథా. నమో మహావదన్యాయ కృష్ణ ప్రేమ ప్రదాయతే కృష్ణాయ కృష్ణ చైతన్య గౌరత్విషే నమః. నమాం విష్ణుపాదాయ కృష్ణపృష్టాయ భూతలే శ్రీమతే భక్తి వేదాంత స్వామిన్యతి నామినే. నమస్తే సరస్వతి దేవే గౌరవాణీ ప్రచారిణే నిర్విశేష శూన్యవాది పశ్చాత్యదీశతారిణే. శ్రీకృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధర్ శివసది గౌరభక్త వృంద. హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే హరే, హరే రామ 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 హరే హరే. ఎవరిబడి హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే హరే, హరే రామ 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 హరే హరే. ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ.
Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 3, Chapter 29, and text number 3. Please repeat.
Virago ena purusho. భగవన్ సర్వతో భవేత్ ఆచక్ష్వజీవలోకస్య వివిధా మమ సంశ్రుతిః. విరాగో ఏన పురుషో భగవన్ సర్వతో భవేత్ ఆచక్ష్వజీవలోకస్య వివిధా మమ సంశ్రుతిః.
విరాగో ఏన పురుషో
భగవన్ సర్వతో భవేత్. ఆచక్ష్వజీవలోకస్య వివిధా మమ సంస్కృతిః ఏన పురుషో సర్వతో భవేత్ జీవలోకస్య మమ సంస్కృతిః గోయేన పురుషో లోకస్య సర్వతో భవేత్ పురుషో భగవన్ సర్వతో భవేత్ ఆచక్ష్వ జీవలోకస్య వివిధ మమ సంస్కృతిః. మదర్స్,
detached, ena, by which, purushah, a person, bhagavan, my dear Lord, sarvatah, completely, bhavet, may become, achakshva, please describe, jivalokasya, for the people in general, vividaha, manifold, mama, for myself, sansritihi, repetition of birth and death. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. Jai Srila Prabhupada ki! Feel good. Very good through that. Devahuti continued, my dear Lord, please also describe in detail, both for me and for people in general, the continual process of birth and death, for by hearing of such calamities, we may become detached from the activities of this material world. Purport. In this verse, the word sansrutihi is very important. Shreyaha Shruti means the prosperous path of advancement towards the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and sansruti means the continued journey on the path of birth and death towards the darkest region of material existence. People who have no knowledge of this material world, God, and their actual intimate relationship with Him are actually going to the darkest region of material existence in the name of progress in material advancement of civilization. To enter the darkest region of material existence means to enter into a species of life other than the human species. Ignorant men do not know that after this life they are completely under the grip of material nature and will be offered a life which may not be very congenial. How a living entity gets different kinds of bodies will be explained in next chapter. This continual change of bodies in birth and death is called samsar. Devahuti requests her glorious son Kapil Muni to explain about this continued journey to impress upon the conditioned souls that they are undergoing a path of degradation by not understanding the path of bhakti yoga, devotional service.
Virago yena purusho bhagavan sarvato bhavet achakshval jiva lokasya vividha mama sansrutihi.
Devahuti continued, my dear Lord, please also describe in detail, both for me and for people in general, the continual process of birth and death. For by hearing such calamities, we may become detached from the activities of this material world. Nice verse. Of course, all the verses are nice. Everything nice only is part of Bhagavatam. Devahuti is addressing her son. She doesn't say, my dear son, Tata, or she's addressing him as Bhagavan. This word Bhagavan is the address in this statement, which doesn't come in the beginning of the sentence. It could be anywhere. It is not Bhagavan. Bhagavan. Bhagavan is Bhagavan. But when you want to address Bhagavan, you say Bhagavan. The difference. Like a Bhavan and Bhavan. Some words like that. So someone said Bhagavan, you said. So you thought it was not written correctly. It's correct. Bhagavan is, oh, my dear Lord. She is interested, not selfish, you could see. She wants to know what is good, not just for herself, but also good for everybody.
Mama and Jivalokasya.
Something that is good for myself and all the living entities.
Sanskriti, everyone is undergoing repetition of birth and death, so that is Mama Sanskriti or Jiva Lokasya Sanskriti. My suffering, suffering of all the living entities, the Sanskriti, going round and round. And Vividha, varieties, manifold, so related. Birth and death, and then related or in between birth and death. There are varieties of kinds of sufferings, vividha.
I would like to know how one could develop detachment, virago. Virago from the Sanskriti. Distance from the Sanskriti. Detached from the Sanskriti. Ena Purusha, again repeated. For all the Purushas, Purush here is not Supreme Personality of Godhead. But a human being, conditioned soul, Purusha, trying to enjoy. Purusha means enjoyer. So human beings are also addressed as Purushas because that's the position that they take in this world, Purusha, enjoyer. They forget that they are Prakritis and they take the position of Purusha, so they are Purusha. Ena Purushaha, Viragaha. So that all the conditioned souls develop Virag. Not Rag. Rag, Virag. Rag means attachment. Virag means just opposite of rag is virag. Sarvato bhavet. And this detachment of everybody under all circumstances. Sarvato. Sarvatra and sarvato. Everywhere and for everyone. So that is the inquiry by Devahuti. Srila Prabhupada is pointing out, excuse me, Sanskriti. So Prabhupada, Shreya Shruti. Shreya means something that is beneficial for the welfare of the person. Then that is called Shreya. Shreya Shruti. Na Shreya Anupashyami Hatva Swajanam Ahave. Arjun says that in first chapter of Bhagavad Gita. Oh, I don't see any good coming out of this. Hatva, I kill Swajanam, my own people, Ahave, in this battle. I don't see any Shreyaha. Shreyaha na anupashyami. I do not see. Pashyami. Na anupashyami. I do not see any good coming out of this. Some prayer may come out of this. Shreyas and prayers. We talk of this. Shreyas and prayers. Maybe something shreyas. Oh Lord, maybe you are talking that I will get the kingdom, I will get. Though some immediate benefits may be there, some shreyas may be there, no, prayas may be there, but I don't see any shreyas in this. Everyone is into what? Into prayas. Just do it. Just do it. This is the latest mantra around the world. Meaning, don't even think. Just go for it. You feel good, okay? If you feel good, do it. Just do it.
So as soon as you begin thinking, like Arjuna is thinking, he wants to think, he's a member of a civilized society, so he wants to think in long terms. Not what I get now, and that's all that I care about, what I get out of this now. And then what happens later on, no one wants to think about it. So these are the two paths. So Sanskriti has been mentioned in here, and Srila Prabhupada is mentioning Prayasruti. No, that's good. Shreyas. I'm confusing. Shreyas Shruti. Prayas and Shreyas. Krishna also, so many things could be said. Yes, you would like to know, by hearing such calamities, the Sanskriti, that we may become detached from the activities of this material world. And then Kapil Dev is going to talk of the Sanskriti, the suffering of birth and death, especially suffering of the conditioned soul within the womb of the mother. It is to follow. Just go on hearing, and one day you'll get there. Soon, one of these days, you'll get there. It's coming, and it's real scary. If you really read that chapter, maybe just be by yourself and read through that explanation. What the living entity is going through in the womb of the mother. It will raise, the hairs will stand on end. And you'll be really scared. And you may be thinking, is there some way out? Is some way I don't have to get in there? Upon the request, Achakshwa, please explain, please describe the Sanskritihi. And Kapil Dev is really the naked face of the material existence. No sugaring of the pill. The pill as it is, without sugar. The pill as it is. Is presenting in the next chapter. What living entity has to go through the suffering in the womb of the mother? Punarapi jananam, punarapi maranam, punarapi janani jathare shayanam, iha samsare khaludustare kripaya pahi pare murare. This is the prayer of Shankaracharya, in fact. Considered very intelligent prayer. Saying, oh. And he's approaching Murari for that. Oh, Murari. Oh, Lord, you are killer of the Murad demon. You are such a powerful demon. And you killed him. You are known as Murari. But what about killing? What? Kill my birth. Kill my death. Kill my old age. Kill my disease. Otherwise, what good is your name Murari? You're known as Murari. So, please kill. Punarapi jananam maranam. And then in janani jathare shayanam says. Janani, the mother, jathare in the womb, shayanam. Sleeping. The germs and worms, do they allow you to sleep in there? No. Is there light there? There's no lamp there, night lamp. It's only darkness. You can't even stretch your hands and legs. Like a little rainbow. And so many descriptions are there. It says, Janani jatare shayanam iha samsare khalu dushtare. This samsara is very, very difficult situation. O Murari, kripaya, kindly, do something. Help me out of this. Very intelligent prayer. We don't even know what to pray for. So, these acharyas are teaching us how to pray, what to pray for. Devahuti is teaching us what to ask for. The Lord is right there. He could give her the whole universe. Anything, anything you like. He's a proprietor. But all that is, she's asking, get me out of here. Don't give me anything from this world. I just want to be out of this world. See the difference? Shunyahitam jagat sarvam govinda virahi iname. Without Govinda, there is nothing. Shunyahitam, shunya. Big zero. The universe also is round, right? Universe is Brahmand, egg-like shape, round. So it is like a shunya. You make a sign of zero and sign of the universe. They're both round. So when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, this whole universe is like a big zero, shunyayitam. The whole universe, although filled with so many, many things, it is just shunya. It's just zero, just empty, there's nothing. Where is Govinda? Shunyayitam jagat sarvam Govinda virahe iname. So that is the point of Devahuti. Please explain this sansruti. Drill this, get this into our head. We are thick-headed. Please get this in there so that we understand once and for all suffering that is there, so that we'll develop viraga, we'll develop detachment, and we will go for the devotional service which she has asked for in the previous two verses, verse number 1 and 2. She is interested in devotional service. So how does one get to the devotional service? First comes the detachment. First thing first. And then you go for devotional service. Of course, you could start devotional service the day one you come to Hare Krishna. We are full of attachment. But we chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. Not that you become completely free, detached, and then you touch the bead bag, or you chant Hare Krishna. This devotional service is so powerful, it can, it's a beginning and end, and the whole, the means and the goal at the same time. Sometimes this, the detachment is a means, and then bhakti is a goal, or jnana is the means, and bhakti is a goal. But bhakti is a complete thing. This is lesson number one that everyone needs to learn in this material world. This is not the place for enjoyment. This is not the place for enjoyment. Okay, I mean, you could enjoy, but be ready to suffer. You are welcome to the club. You can enjoy. But just be ready to suffer. And this is what no one wants to do. Everyone wants to only enjoy and not suffer. And that is not just possible in this world. You always get two things. Two sides of the coin. You can't have just one side of the coin. Coin means two sides. And this world means dvandva, dvandva, two. Dvandva tito vimatsaraha. Lord, that's another. That's the goal. Dvandva atit. You go beyond these two things. Everything has a counterpart. Man and woman. Black and like that. Big list. In fact, it's a big list. You thought we are exhausted. Now nothing more can be said. And on that list is happiness and distress. You are locals and foreigner. This is daytime, and soon there will be night. Sometimes we are Democrats, and sometimes theists, atheists, like that. Goes on and on and on. So there's so much duality here. Two things. You can't just get one. So just be ready for the other one also. It was Buddha Dev, Lord Buddha. And his father, he would never let his children or his son, Siddharth, his prior name, earlier name was Siddharth. He wouldn't let Siddharth, the young prince, to go away from the palace. Always within the compound of the palace. He was growing and he was a young man already. And father would not let him go. Because father's idea was, if my son steps outside the palace compound and takes a little tour, goes around, he will come across so much suffering. He will see the suffering, and he did not want his son to know that even suffering exists. But the son was very, very anxious. Siddharth was anxious, and then father at him, okay, here is a charioteer, and take a look. Have samsara darshan. So he went on the tour of samsara darshan. Looking at the world. And he comes across. And someone is trying to cross the road. Oh, help, 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 help. And he had not only two legs, but Siddharth thought he was having third leg. He had a stick. What do you call? Stick? Not stick. Walking stick. Cane. He had a cane, a little bigger one. And he was not straight, but a little bowed down, rainbow. He was a rainbow in the womb, and he's again getting ready. He's being some rehearsal. Before you go into the womb, where you can't be even stand straight or sleep straight, you have to be in that form, right? Little bent one. So towards the end of this life, again, some bending is done so that get a little easier in the womb. You have some rehearsal, some practice from previous, some experiences there. So you're being bent. So why is this person not standing straight? Was Siddharth's question. Oh, no, you can't. He's an old man now. So he has a third leg. And why is he struggling? Oh, he cannot see. So he's asking for help. Person falls down. He's getting up, trying to cross the road. Such a struggle just to go 15 feet across. He's struggling. He's an old man. He's an old man, the charioteer is explaining. The Siddharth had no experience of this before. Oh, what do you mean, old man? Does everyone become old? Of course. And what about me? No problem. Surely. So the journey continues. Chariot goes. And then he sees someone on the footpath. You know, he has a leprosy. And the flies all around. And he's suffering like anything. He's doing different. Oh, what is wrong with this one? He is sick, he's deceased. Does everyone get sick and deceased? He said, sure. And what about me? Sure, no problem. Then journey continues. The horses are going. And then this procession there. Everyone else is walking, but one person is having nice time. He's just lying flat on a stretcher kind of situation. And four persons are carrying him. And they're also singing, Ram Nam Sathe, Ram Nam Sathe, Ram Nam Sathe. Now they are remembering. The name of Lord is reality. Name of Ram is the truth. This is a cremation. This person is being taken to the cremation ground. Why is that? Everyone else is walking. Why is that person not walking? Inquiry made by Siddhartha. He cannot walk. He's dead. So why? Where are they taking him? To the cremation ground. And what will they? They'll burn him. Will he come back? No. And does this also happen to everybody? For sure. And to me, no problem. You're on the list. So that was it. The Siddharth said, I have seen the world enough. Enough is enough. Please take my chariot back to the palace. And that night, while everyone was fast asleep, he never slept that night. What he had experienced during this Samsara Darshan tour, that was on his mind. Oh, one day I'm going to be old. One day I will also be sick, not just once, but again and again. And one day they will be carrying me like that, and I don't come back to the palace or nothing. So I want some way out of this. I want to end all this. So in the middle of the night, he took off. He goes to Gaya, sits under a tree, and he's meditating, and the result was enlightenment. He becomes enlightened, means Buddha. Buddha comes from, this is Bodh, Buddhi, the intelligence. So he becomes enlightened. Because of this virago. Virago mentioned here. He saw the suffering all around. And he wanted to find solution to this problem. No patchwork. Some permanent solution. And that has been taught by yet another incarnation of the Lord as Buddha Dev. that part, the virag part. So Devahuti is interested in knowing. Please explain for my benefit and for everyone's benefit this Sanskriti that there's so much suffering is here. And by hearing this, she is expecting that there will be Eina Purusho Viragaha. All the conditioned souls would become, they will have detachment. They will give up this idea of trying to enjoy. So Krishna in Bhagavad Gita also, Ehi samsparshaja bhoga dukha yonaya evate adyantamantaha kaunteya nateshu ramate buddha. The intelligent Buddha, intelligent person will not indulge in something that has beginning and the end. Adi antavant. In fact, this verse is also defining who is intelligent person, or which country is intelligent country, or intelligent society. This is how you define, judge and define, come to conclusion. Is this country, is this individual, is this society intelligent one? So Krishna says, Adi antavat na teshu ramate. One who doesn't go for this business, Adi ant, beginning and end. Teshu na ramate buddha. Buddha, the intelligent person, does not go for something that has beginning and then coming to an end. And there's always beginning and end to the ehi samsparshaja bhoga. That is all the Western or materials advancement and civilization is all about. Ehi samsparshaja bhoga. Our senses are brought in contact with the sense objects. Samsparshaja. Sam means nice. There's always this word. Samkirtan. Even Sankhya. Sankhya. Akhya means to speak, explain. Sankhya. Sankhya philosophy means nicely explain. Analytically explain. Sankhya. Sang is that word. So samsparshaja, contact. Contact of our senses with sense objects. A nice contact. Samsparsha. And Krishna says samsparshaja. This contact. Senses coming in contact with the sense objects gives birth to. Ja means birth, janma. Samsparsha ja. This gives birth to what? Bhoga, the enjoyment. When the senses come in contact with the sense objects, that is bhoga. But Krishna, of course, is the most intelligent personality. So he says, dukkha yonaya evate. Something that becomes the cause of your enjoyment. Ete. This, that. Close connection. This is where we are not able to figure this out. This age of Kali, those who are into enjoyment, they're not able to make this simple connection that bhoga yonaya, dukkha yonaya evade, something that gave you happiness. That exact thing will become cause of your dukkha. Bhoga, that's enjoyment. Dukkha, that is suffering. Yoni means source. Yoni. Yonaya, many causes. But corresponding cause, something that gave you pleasure will give you suffering. This is what Krishna's point is. Something that gave you bhoga, that will turn into roga, disease or suffering. Ehi samsparshaja bhoga dukkha yonaya evate, and then he concludes, adyantavantaha, this beginning and end, nateshu ramate buddhaha, the intelligent person will not go for this. So this modern, so-called modern civilization, there's a total failure in understanding this point. Simple point. That something that gives you happiness will give you suffering. Do you want suffering? No. Then don't go for bhoga. Don't want suffering? Don't go for enjoyment. But if you want to enjoy, be prepared to suffer. So Krishna consciousness, bhakti yoga, that is what she's interested in, to know what is this bhakti yoga. Please explain bhakti yoga so that one transcends, one goes beyond this happiness and distress, birth and death and all that. So this is the Krishna consciousness. So those who have not understood this Krishna conscious principle, God conscious principle, they are in ignorance and they will suffer. And Srila Prabhupada, he was fully aware of this sanskriti. He had also seen, said, the naked face of this material existence. Full realization. Being in Vrindavan, he was only thinking, people are suffering, people are suffering all over. So he couldn't just sit back and relax and enjoy being on the bank of Jamuna. He leaves Vrindavan, goes straight to the capital of this age of Kali, the New York, and showers few bombs there of Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. The hands are some invitations, and he's conducting his twice a week discourses and is inviting them, please come, take part. And he's explaining what this devotee is interested in, and for jiva loka, for everyone's benefit. So Srila Prabhupada explained this science of bhakti yoga. And he wanted many more to join him in this endeavor. In India, he was attempting to expand his numbers. Those who had so many children, he would approach, give me one son. No one gave. All attached. Then he comes to the West, America. Because whenever we also wanted to probably join Prabhupada, but our parents would not let us do so. Biggest stumbling block in India to join are the parents. When I joined, my mother was ready to give up her life. I received a telegram. But as he came over to the West, the children here, that wasn't the culture. Good luck. They didn't have to consult their parents. They were on their own. And they had gone to some extent, come to this virag, some detachment. They're dropouts. the cause of the suffering is people around this country and hell with this, hell with that. Looking for some alternatives, and of course they found drug as the alternative. The drugs were bringing them higher and lower and higher and lower. Then Prabhupada said, okay, I have a drug that only keeps you higher. You stay high forever. You like that? Again, the drug is there. Dvandva is there. Duality is there. They wish to stay high, but be prepared to go low. You go high, you go low, you go higher, you go lower, you go highest and you go lowest, and no more going up. Then you stay there. Stay low. But Prabhupada said, I have a drug. You could stay high forever. And so many joined, and then everything started. And that was all going on in New York only. And then there were invitations from the West Coast and San Francisco, invitation from Mukunda. And Prabhupada took, first flight Prabhupada took was from New York to New York to San Francisco. That was first flight of his life, flying in an airplane. He had not flown before. And that's when he was seeing out of his window, and all the buildings looked like a matchboxes, one on the top of the other. When he got down, he was a matchbox. Then gradually, things expanded. So Montreal was the third. New York, San Francisco, Montreal. Montreal was the third. Where does Los Angeles fit in? Fourth? So this was fourth in a row. And Prabhupada makes this as his western headquarter. Los Angeles as his western headquarter for his International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Spends months here setting standards, training his followers, and inspiring them to go all over U.S. and starting more centers. And then three grihasthas were chosen to go to Europe, to London. Grihasthas. And Prabhupada says, what the Gaudiya sannyasis couldn't do, my grihastha disciples will do now. He was proud of his grihastha disciples. They were all disciples. Grihasthas also. So they did it. So then London, Europe was opened up. And then gradually other places. And via Japan, he had come to Calcutta in late 70s. He had gone one time in the middle. He was not well. And as soon as he was better, he returned. But everyone was thinking, this is it. Prabhupada is not going to return. That was in 67 or something. 67. So he went in 67, and then he went in 70, end of 70s. And then he started traveling, doing big, big pandal programs all over India. So he had already conquered America, Europe, some other parts. And he was making a big impact, big impression upon the Indians with his Western followers with him, the right side, left side, behind, everywhere. And then Krishna consciousness, he went to Russia in June of 71. I was there in 71, March, Pandal program, and Prabhupada's visit of Russia was already scheduled. And Prabhupada made a point, make announcement. I don't remember, I read only later on. Make announcement that I will be going to Russia. There are thousands, 20, 30,000 people in the audience. And he wanted one of his disciples to inform that Bhaktivedanta Swami, next he goes to Moscow. Well, these big names in India, someone going to America. Russia, America, two big names in the world and also in India. So he already had been to America and now he was heading for Russia. So he made announcement that in June he would be leaving for Moscow. So he had gone to Moscow in June of 71. And Africa he had gone. Alright, you know, Africa was somewhere there. So Prabhupada has made this Krishna consciousness available all over the planet. And there is no other solution. No one knows what the world is going through. You name any difficulty. The present day leaders, the presidents and prime ministers, and they have no clue how to get out of there. Totally confused. They may be making big, big statements, but they will make only more mess. And so far you only make plans to exploit and enjoy. You should know only more suffering is awaiting you, that's all. If that is your vision, to enjoy. Enjoy kingdom of God without God, according to words of Prabhupada. Wanting to enjoy kingdom of God without God, suffering would be there. You won't succeed, will not succeed. Also, we have been mentioned here as Purushas, the enjoyers. But we cannot compete. There is only one enjoyer. And that's Krishna. He will prove it. And he's proving. No, you can enjoy. Okay, try it. See the result. It will work out for a few moments, few days, few years. But then you will see the outcome. So there is only one Purusha, only one enjoyer, and everyone else is meant for his enjoyment. This is a conclusion. This cannot be changed, not reversed, not compromised, nothing. This is it. Or leave it, what do they say? Have it or leave it? What?
Love
or leave it. Love or leave it. So Devahuti would like some explanations. Please explain vichakshva, so that we understand the Sanskriti, and we turn to the Lord, go for devotional service, go for alternative and only. So Prabhupada, the last Pandal program that we did, the 71 in Bombay was the first one. I happened to be the fortunate one. Radhanath Maharaj also. Yadubara. Three of us were in the audience in that 71 Pandal. We never met each other during that Pandal, but we found out later on. We were all three of us were there. And the last Pandal was in 77. Prabhupada did not go to Vrindavan leg of the festival. He was only in Mayapur. And from there he went to, on the invitation of Giriraj, Brahmachari, he was still Brahmachari. And Prabhupada, he was not well, but he did Pandal program and he roared. The topic was the material civilization is total failure. Only alternative is Krishna consciousness. This was the theme of his, the very last public program that he conducted. So 30 years ago, Prabhupada declared publicly, this civilization is doomed, failure, only way out is Krishna consciousness. So it is our duty to understand this further, get convinced, and share this realization, this knowledge. So this is where the jari dakho tyare kaho, Krishna upadesh comes into the picture. Jari dakho tyare kaho, Krishna upadesh. What is Krishna upadesh? Bhagavad Gita is that Krishna upadesh. Krishna's upadesh, instructions. So distribute Gitas. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is also behind this book distribution. Distribute the knowledge. Share the knowledge. Jari dakho tyare kaho. So distribute Srila Prabhupada's books. There's a knowledge. We could talk. We could give the books out. Take every opportunity. Every forum possible. Go on television. Truth Karma is very good. Is good? Very good. Yes? No? And do you go with your boot? That's the language. Scientists understand the language of the boot. Prabhupada said, I think he was saying in Atlanta, I will kick them. And then I think he corrected or added, with my boot. Kick them on the. So Dhrita Karma is on that front is very successful. So the myth has to be, what is it? Myth has to be exposed or smashed. So there's a myth here. There's a bubble of illusion here. This is the task of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, most important institution in the world on the planet. Prabhupada made this claim. Hence he made, please understand this institution. Please understand this institution. And support, push on this institution. So we have a big responsibility. And this is on behalf of Krishna. On behalf of Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So these are foundational days for Krishna consciousness movement. But this is the future of the world. This is the future of the world. So Hare Krishna devotees are not confused or bewildered that they don't know what is the way out. They could guide the entire human race. Prabhupada warned Brahmins. Otherwise he described this society as a headless society. So what is a head? The Brahmin, one with the knowledge, is a head of the society. So let us provide yoga kshema vahami. Whatever is lacking in the society, that we have to provide. That's our role, Brahminical role, role of being exemplary and guiding, holding festivals, Rathayatra, okay! So, such a big forum. Thousands of people come. Thousands. So some understand, they want to hear philosophies. Others, we enter their heart. Krishna enters their heart through the stomach. First goes into the stomach, from there, heart is closer. He makes his way. Hearts could be conquered by prasadam. your tongue is. So there are Krishna consciousness, such a beautiful, wonderful, sweet offering, so that there's no suffering from the way out of suffering. Okay, so anything else? Jayadvaita Maharaj gives shorter classes and leaves time for... You notice? He leaves time for question answer. I do long classes and then no one wants to. Because they know. Okay, there we are. Thank you for this is Srila Prabhupada's 108th birth anniversary year also. I'm starting from Janmashtami, Vyas Puja. It's 108th birth anniversary year. We have resolved to celebrate that. You remember 8 years ago was 100th anniversary year, and we did a good job, our big job, centennial. So we wish to do as many things, maybe not everything, but as many things as possible to glorify Prabhupada and purify us. I said this in San Diego, and Badri Narayan Prabhu, he liked, oh, it's a nice mantra, he said, nice sutra. He said, glorify Prabhupada, purify yourself, satisfy Supreme Personality of Godhead. The glorification, purification, satisfaction. You glorify Prabhupada, become purified, and Krishna is satisfied. Nice sutra, huh? This is how it works also. So let us take this opportunity to glorify Prabhupada, purify ourselves. Many things different devotees could do, starting with big abhishek of Prabhupada and Rukmini Dwarkadhish also. That's the first item. And then many more things to follow. Big Mayapur festival with lots of Prabhupada disciples and grand disciples we are planning also. Please remember, keep this in mind and spread the word around. Prabhupada family reunion in Mayapur. That's another big item. Big marathon also, this year's marathon. Vijay here? He was here. During centennial, that was the biggest marathon of ISKCON's history. And see if we could do some planning. Vyasaki, you're in on the job. Okay, you're busy, devotees. I like to talk. But thank you for your time. Jai Granthra Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Rukmini Dwarkadish ki jai.
Just absolutely wonderful.